World markets fell today, led by bank stocks after President Barack Obama proposed a sweeping overhaul of Wall Street in attempts to avert future financial crisis.
Obama said he would seek to limit the size and complexity of large financial institutions so that their collapse wouldn't imperil the broader financial system and world economy or cost taxpayer money in bailouts.
The announcement spooked investors, causing a sell-off in Europe after sharper falls in the U.S. and Asia.
Joseph Engelhardt is the Senior Vice President of Capital Alpha Partners in Washington, D.C., a political and economics forecasting company. He told us why the markets reacted badly.
Very simply put, the president yesterday recommended two new proposals to what is already a very lengthy financial regulatory reform agenda. And the first proposal was to require banks or bank holding companies specifically to cease proprietary trading and to not allow them to own private equity funds or hedge funds. And the second one was to extend the current restrictions in U.S. banking law, 10% of the market share of depository deposits, insured deposits, and he wants to extend that to other asset classes, which again would be a way of indirectly breaking up large banks. And the implications for both those steps, if they're taken, would be very significant for the very large banks like J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. Bank of America is particularly ironic because at the beginning of the crisis, the U.S. government basically forced Bank of America to absorb Merrill Lynch. And this rule would require them to divest Merrill Lynch. I think if they're implemented as proposed, it would be very negative for U.S. recovery in the banks, and it would have a drag on our nascent economic recovery. And I think it would be very beneficial for European banks, which wouldn't have these artificial impediments placed on their growth, and they would be much more competitive globally compared to the United States banks.